The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Are they still doing those makeover shows? Remember those were like big...
Yes, they still do it. Not as much, but yes, those still happen.
I know this is going to sound like Mr. Spiritual or something. I don't mean to sound that way. I'm sorry.
Tell us more, Mr. Spiritual.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Please welcome. I can't shut off all this music. Here we go. Mr. Spiritual.
Mr. Spiritual is here, everybody. No,
what I wanted to say was, can we do, wouldn't it be cool if we had a makeover show, but it wasn't about your outsides? Like, look at this person's character. I mean, it'd be interesting. I don't know. I guess it could be faked. But it just reminded me, because I like Dallas Willard a lot. He's a writer who passed away recently. But he talked about how God wants to do a complete renovation of your personality. And I love that. And it doesn't mean like, oh, I'm talkative, but now I'm an introvert. Like, not that. But like the things that make up our motives and how we respond when we're interrupted, how we respond to somebody who's inconveniencing us, when we don't get our own way, when we're like, all of that stuff. But now we're different. Like, God wants to do that. It'd be really cool to see that happen. Like, look what happened to this guy. He used to be this way, and now he's this way. So, question, what do you think about the whole Kanye West worship service in Wyoming thing? I saw some of this.
He's in Wyoming. I saw when he was in Atlanta.
He went to Cody, Wyoming.
Okay.
And like 4,000 people showed up.
I'm sure.
I know. There was this, just to let you know, like, so we work in Christian radio, right? So he's got some songs that are about Jesus. So they're like, what do we do with this?
Yeah.
A lot of people in radio are like, is he really, how can, you know, is he really a Christian? Is he, how serious is he really about his faith? My point, I jumped in on a discussion. My point was, guys, we don't know.
We don't know anybody, actually.
We don't know anybody.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why do I have to pretend like I know that somebody's a great Christian or a bad Christian or not a, like, I don't, it's very rare that that even matters. Why do I have to have an opinion?
That's a good question.
I'm rooting for, I know this, I'm rooting for Kanye West, and I'm rooting for me to know more about God, and not about him, to know him more, I should say. I'm rooting for that. And so I saw some images of people singing some worship songs out in the middle of nowhere, it seemed like. I know it's in a nice place, I'm sure, but it's like, that was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, that looked cool. The rest of the stuff, I don't know. Jesus is so shocking. We try to make him, I think, try to make him really more mundane or more domestic or something, where he's not that crazy. He's just kind of giving us some tips about life or something like that. It's not. Try reading like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Read about him. Imagine this, like somebody doing a TED talk and they're trying to give you a way to live. Like, this will make life better, except they get up and they go, I'm going to give you the way to live. I am the way. Somebody does that during a TED talk, you're not like, yeah, it was a pretty good talk. Guy had some good points. Wait, what did he say?
Yeah.
He said, I'm the way. Like, this is not a moral teacher we're talking about. He himself is everything. We were just talking about Kanye West, who's in the news because he's been doing these pop-up concerts that are worship concerts. And there's always this discussion that can happen with people, which is, is he really a believer, or can we trust this? I think all the questions are fair questions, except we don't know. We don't know. Even the people we play here on the radio, I don't know their heart. There's a scripture that blows people away. I'm very fond of this, and it's in 1 Corinthians in the Bible, but it actually says, it's Paul writing, and he says, not only do I not know anyone else's heart, I don't even know my own. My heart can fool me, so I have to leave it up to God. And that's actually a good way to live. There's a humility that comes with that, of saying, I don't have to figure this all out. I don't know where everybody else stands. Again, all you can do is just kind of take a step back and go, I don't know where everybody else stands, but I do know we all need more Jesus. We all need more of that. That I know. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. By the way, thank you to Mike and Brian are their names. They are the guys with Fellowship Home Loans. And if you need to buy a house or refinance or something, be sure to talk to them. I think they're just different, the way they do things. It's refreshing. You might be interested. We appreciate them coming alongside our podcast, too, as sponsors. It's fellowshiphomeloans.com. You can find out more about them, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're very creative, and they listen, and we love that. Their phone number, too, is 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE.
You're being honest. Be honest. Sherry's going to be honest. I said this is a safe place
for
you to share. So Sherry's going to come off the top rope.
Oh, goodness. Not this again.
Yep.
Why every time I want to share, it has to be...
Sherry's going up on the top rope in the turnbuckle, getting the crowd into it. The crowd started to clap. She's still standing on the turnbuckle.
One of those folding tables and just coming down with it.
There's a victim lying on the in the ring. So you wanted to talk about the Kanye thing?
Yeah, you know what? I saw there were a lot of people posting about it because he went to a church in Georgia that is a church that is familiar to me from my younger days. And it's a very popular church. And he was up there. And I don't know if he was, quote unquote, preaching. He was speaking as a speaker in that church.
Uh-huh.
He had his band and choir, who are excellent, by the way. Mm-hmm. He was singing along with them, and he can't sing, and I don't think he would ever say he can. But people were going back and forth and saying, you know, why can't he do this? Why? We don't know. And that was all true. My issue was, I did not ask anybody this on social media because I didn't want to get into a battle. It wasn't any of that. It was that, okay, this is a big church, mega-sized church. If a person, let's say a person, whether they're homeless or maybe they're a middle-income person, whatever, if they came to the church and said, you know what, I just received Jesus, and I think I'm coming along quite nicely here. I would like to commandeer your whole service. I like to get up. I can't particularly preach. I can't actually sing. But I would like to take over mm-hmm. your whole service for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Is that something that we would allow? Because if you're telling me yes, then okay, I get it. But the only reason why he was up there, and it's okay for me to bring that up. Like, I'm not questioning
totally
his
is.
Spiritual. I'm not questioning anything.
No, you're not at all. No.
But what I'm saying is, why does this guy get that platform?
Yeah, like because, okay, let's say Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
That you... say, hey, I'm on the Brent Hanson show,
mm-hmm.
and I've been doing a lot of different things, mm-hmm. you know, over the years
mm-hmm.
in ministry
mm-hmm.
and communicating, and we've, you know, done this and that and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to take over your
yeah.
thing.
Please.
I could try it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Brent Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
Unoffendable.
Yeah.
Blessed are the Misfits.
Sure, I'm sure
you're
heard
quite
all.
Aware of
yeah,
that.
200-something stations across the country.
Brent Sherry Oddcast. Former president of the Illinois Student Librarians Association. I would like to be given the reins to this church for an hour.
Please and thank you. This Sunday.
Yeah, it won't because I'm not on the Kardashian show.
Yeah. And so that the only reason why we're having the discussion is because we worship celebrity, in my
right.
opinion.
I think it's obvious.
Yeah.
Like, is that even debatable?
It may be, it may not be. I chose not to throw it into the ring because I thought that's, you're doing too much. Who cares? But I do think that that's something that we have to consider.
Well, here would be the response, I think. It would
okay.
be, yes, mm-hmm. it's because of his celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But think of the people he can reach.
Okay.
And we can, like, our community will hear, and then they'll come in, and they'll mm-hmm. be like, that's the church that Kanye and I.
Yeah.
And then they'll, and so on.
Yeah,
know.
I understand that
yeah.
but that defense or that point, unless I'm missing something, and I'm okay if I am, has no biblical merit. I don't remember Jesus saying, "Let's get the big people," because those
you're
are
humbly
the yeah.
saying. I mean, it may be, you just can't remember it. They may be in there.
Maybe I missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he said,
let's get the big. I'm going to do like a BibleGateway.com search.
Let's get
the big people.
Where Jesus said, type in, I have an idea. Let's get the big people.
Not literal big people. We're supposed to take it figuratively. So it's
not weight.
Yeah. No, right. Some people take it literally. It's just let's get the biggest people.
All right.
But yeah, that's it doesn't work that way. I remember one thing, they did a big contest at a church. I'm not gonna mention, but it was a huge giveaway. So it was like a new car or something. And the guy said, and this is the guy said, I can't, the pastor, it was of the church, everybody's like, yeah, he's amazing, he's incredible. But he said, look, I can't reach him if they don't come in the building. That's what he said. And there's, to me, scripturally, or just my, there's so much in conflict with me between my understanding of Christianity and that statement. Almost every word is wrong, like to me, where it's like, I can't reach them if they don't come in the build, like the what?
Right.
So there's so much that's fundamentally underpinning our idea of what the Christian life looks like or what the body of Christ looks like. It's just so, if you accept all these things, then some of this stuff makes sense.
Right.
But at the bottom, like, what, huh?
Yeah.
What?
I guess that's where I was. It was like, what? But, and it's like, you were wrong if you questioned it. And I was like, I'm not questioning it because of his faith. I don't know.
No, don't question his faith.
I'm like, questioning whatever. It because why is this allowed?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be allowed for anyone else. And I'm telling you that that problem is a bigger problem than whatever his faith may or may not be, is that some, we are giving certain people considerations we would not give other people.
Having favorites.
Yes.
Is not good. It's anathema to the way the body is actually supposed to work.
Yes, that is right.
We're all on one level, Jesus says in Matthew 23. Yeah, so I certainly agree with Sherry. I don't know what the argument would be against it.
Okay, so I'm not on the up. I'm not on the turnbuckle.
Oh, no, you totally were on the turnbuckle. And but I'm saying when you jumped off and lowered the atomic elbow,
you agreed with it
into the forehead of illogic. That was it. Down for the count, and then everybody's like, "Yeah, it's all over."
Great.
And then you go out of the ring, back towards
with
the locker room,
robe.
Slapping high fives with your sparkling robe. And Brant and Sherry Oddcast logo on it. You know how your parents share stuff on Facebook or social media? Sometimes you're like, you know.
Yeah, actually, my mom's on lockdown. My brother and I, you share nothing until you run it past us. And then we'll tell you if that actually happened.
That's not true. That's not happening either. That happened 5 years ago. You see, they're making the rounds like a week or two ago. Again, as people posting, like, I hereby declare
that
Facebook cannot use my photos. Yeah. And the comments from people like, that wasn't true in 2011 and it's not true now.
Yes, my aunt did it. And she was flying here to see us. You just saw her the other day. She posted it, and under it, I said, Nana, just get on the plane. You're supposed to be flying.
Quit declaring things. Quit issuing decrees. Just come on.
Just get on the airplane, please.
No more declarations and decrees. That's so funny too. I just love that. I hereby declare. I so state on Facebook's own website.
And someone's going, like, someone's about to do something nefarious with your stuff and be like, oh wait, he has the declaration on here. We can't do it.
Back
now.
Off, gentlemen. Okay, so my mom shared this and it's great. And it's about divorce in the church.
Okay.
It's called the casserole rules. Now it's especially poignant to me because my mom went through this big time as a preacher's wife twice.
Okay.
The casserole rules. And we were just talking about life with our moms growing up, single moms, Sherry's, mine, and all the things that our moms did to make things work.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing in retrospect. But this is called the casserole rules. So here's what it says. It's on a website called Day to Day Faith or something. I'll find it for you. It says, unless you air your laundry, divorce in the church is as isolating as a child's temper tantrum during the Sunday morning service. When my husband of 27 years suddenly and unexpectedly left, it was weeks before my large church pastors noticed I was missing from Sunday morning services, and even weeks more before someone called to check in. I can't blame them. I didn't reach out. I was busy. I was busy inhaling and exhaling. Managing shame, scrounging for hope, paying bills, and depositing what little emotional reserves I had to care for my devastated daughters, reeling family members, and befuddled friends. I was too busy facing the disappointment of opening my eyes in the morning,
realizing that God had not granted my nightly plea to take me in my sleep because I didn't know how to live this way. There were so many things I didn't know about how to go through an unexpected divorce. There's no YouTube video, no manual, no to-do list for how to do it well. Yet, the one thing I did learn is that you won't get a casserole from church when you're in the middle of burying a marriage. I realized this after the fact. A year after my husband left, and before the divorce was final, my dear church friend lost her husband to a sudden heart attack. Here's the thing I learned when Joe died that I hadn't even thought about when my husband dropped off the face of the earth. There are dozens of casseroles in the church freezer. When Joe died, the church stepped up big for Sue. She had meals for months while she figured out how to manage the house and budget her by herself. She had lawn boys, free electricians, and pro bono mechanics when her cars broke down. She received hundreds of cards from church friends. We watched them overflow her mailbox. Women came to clean her house. Strangers did her laundry and folded her towels. And not one person asked what she could have done differently to avoid Joe's death, or suggested that things would get better because some new man would snatch her up in a second. I'm so glad. I love her, and I am grateful for each person who stepped in to meet her in her grief and need. One time, she gave me an extra casserole because her freezer was full. It was really tasty, and I ate it for days after we wryly talked together about the differences in our experiences of the death of a marriage. We both acknowledged the casserole rules. The church didn't give divorce casseroles, except for the one she gave me. The very next summer, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I learned that you do get casseroles for breast cancer. Elders visit, people pray, your name gets mentioned from the pulpit, people call, email, and send cards, they rake your leaves. I was grateful, although a bit bewildered. During those 6 months of diagnosis, surgery, and radiation treatments, I never once prayed for God to take me during the night. I never cried myself to sleep over breast cancer, never imagined what I did wrong to be so unworthy. There was no shame. Each morning, I was happy to open my eyes, and sometimes I even longed for the phone and doorbell to stop ringing. I got free yard work for weeks, and I got lots and lots of casseroles. To be clear, this isn't about a church. It's about the church. My church tried in the best way they knew how. I don't blame them for any inconsistencies. I had never noticed them before either. It's complicated, isn't it? As people of faith, we're very good at meeting people in times of death and illness. There are no judgments around these things, and we do not need discernment about who is in the wrong. We don't have to wonder about whether one's grief is deserving of a casserole. The rules about other human conditions are not so clear. Casseroles for the death of a marriage, for a mental breakdown, for rehab? How can we know whose fault it is? We all learn that God's favor falls on those who follow God's good rules. Maybe then it's just best if we offer a sympathetic side eye and let the chips fall. There are rules, after all. Or maybe the rules are just misunderstood. Maybe loving our neighbor is a rule that means need is need and grief is grief, and a casserole is the love of God made real for all who suffer, no matter the cause. Maybe. That is from Jill English.
Wow.
Writing online.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.